And then
bit.
Down here, number 11 would be the bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. These little rings here, would they have a name?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay. And this number 8 would be the bit. Mm-hmm. The curb. Okay. Would these ever call curb reins? Number 5
I
or 6?
I never did, anyhow.
Okay. Just reins. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That's real interesting. I didn't grow up really much around horses, so I'm not as familiar with the saddle. These you Western folks, y'all are pretty much experts on that.
Yeah, I rode a lot of horses when I was younger.
Really? Did y'all have a lot of horses?
No. My bud had one or two at a time, and of course my folks did too. But I rode to school on a horse for when I was about in 5th and 6th grade.
You're kidding.
One of the kids on the behind, and we had to go about 4 or 5 miles to school.
Huh. And you rode the horse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put it in the schoolyard and leave it there all day and ride it home at night.
Did you have to bring your own lunch or food?
No,
to school
we had
well?
A hot. I think we did take something, but we always had the teacher always cooked a hot sandwich.
The teacher did.
Uh-huh. Or a hot soup. Uh-huh. Warmed it up on the big stove, you know.
Teachers had to work pretty hard back then.
Yeah, they earned their money more than they do now.
What would you call the rope that ranchers or farmers would use to
lariat?
Okay, is that the same thing as a lasso?
Mm-hmm.
Only we always called them lariats.
Okay, okay. Did you ever around the farm? Did your father ever have, or have you ever seen a thing that has a wheel on the front and then a bucket with two handles on it used to haul dirt around?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Okay. Did he have one of those?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. And we've already talked about gunny sacks, which I think is an interesting word. I really like that.
I don't know where it would have come from, gunny sack.
I didn't either. I've known them gunny sacks ever since I was big enough to understand anything.
Yeah. That's another word that, thing that there are a lot of different words for, it seems like. Mm-hmm. People call them toe sacks or
poke, isn't that what poke do?
Mm-hmm.
Poke sacks.
Poke sacks, yeah. Is that one you've heard, poke
uh-huh.
sacks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around here, what would people, or what would you call a boat that is maneuvered around with oars?
Canoe.
Okay.
Rowboat.
Okay. Or a canoe. Okay. And the thing that our cowboys would use to drive horses, or to drive a team of horses.
Whip.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a littler one that they would use to get, you might have used this when you were riding horses, you'd use it to whip your own horse to get it going a little faster.
Just they call them bats.
What? Bats?
Bats.
You ever heard them called quirts?
Quirt,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were there different kinds of whips? Did y'all have like whips on the farm? Or
not.
That wasn't
uh-uh.
something you'd have
uh-uh.
much of?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Can you remember what your father would have used or to sharpen tools with or to sharpen knives and things like that?
Grindstone, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Grindstone. Okay. Yeah. Did he have, would he have ever built anything out of wood? They were usually were in the shape of an A or an X frame with a piece of wood across the top.
Sawhorse.
Okay, is that what they called them?
Mm-hmm.
Sawhorse, yeah.
Okay. Now besides the barn and the farmhouse, were there any other buildings, outbuildings on the farm that you remember?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I don't think of anything, only a shed that they
okay.
that they would call.
Okay. Did people around here, I asked you about fences, did people around here ever build fences out of stone or rock?
Not only the rock that they'd pick up out of their field and just
lay them
along.
But they wouldn't.
Rock fences, yeah.
Yeah. They did have some of those.
Mm-hmm.
A few. Is there a difference between a rock and a stone? Do people make a distinction
I
around
don't
here
think so, huh?
between those two?
Just old country rocks. I'm going to take